Hey guys, welcome back to episode
five.
I don't know. I think it's episode five. Episode five of 12 This Week at Wick. My name is Sun, and today we'll be joining with
your one and only editor, AK. Well, actually, no. Miss Hogg edits sometimes.
Yeah, true. But our main editor, AK.
Yay.
So at the time where this episode is going to be released, we will be just coming back from Chuseok break.
We hope that you guys had a restful Chuseok break.
Yeah, I mean, I will probably, because at the time of recording, we're like before Chuseok break. I think I'll be like just working on school stuff through this year.
Yeah, to be honest, I think I'll be working on just school stuff.
Mm. Like preparing for
aren't
exams.
You happy that you finally have a co-host to do casual talks with the co-host?
Okay.
Not host, hosts.
So I personally love Netflix, and I don't have an account for Netflix, but
do you use somebody else's?
Torrent. I think I shouldn't say this, but yeah.
I'm sure you can find somebody to borrow.
I mean, my father has a Netflix account, but
just use that.
But he doesn't really tell me the password because, like, son, you need to study until grade 12, and then when you
then
get
just
to
say,
university,
just, then you know what you can say. What? You can say, I need to watch a movie for a class, and then just
wellness.
No, just say you need to watch a video for a movie for
Great
a class,
Gatsby.
and then just save the password. Just save the password.
Okay.
That's what I did on my laptop.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do after this recording. But
my friends use my Netflix. Just like six people on it.
Oh my God.
Even though I don't have Netflix, I still have my favorite shows. So my favorite show is Black Mirror.
You guys might hate me for this, but I actually haven't watched Black Mirror or Stranger Things.
I mean, I didn't watch Stranger Things.
You know, I'll get to it. I'll probably get to it during Chuseok because everybody's like, you know, if you're going to like produce media or whatever, you should be watching those things. Like, yeah, I think I need to catch up over Chuseok.
I mean, like, I watched Saturday Night Live too, and then SNL has like a lot of Stranger Things references. So I was like, just like watching SNL. I was like, oh, I need to watch this show. I need to watch this show. But they're like 1,000 seasons. So I was like, not probably going to happen. Also, I mean, my mom uses my father's account to watch Game of Thrones.
There's Game of Thrones on Netflix?
Okay, never mind. See, I don't have a Netflix account. But
I think that's just BTV.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So for those of you who don't know Black Mirror, it's basically like a omnibus-type dystopian kind of is-esque TV show. Should I say? One episode probably lasts until like 1 hour or more. It's basically showing like how the world is a very terrible place, how the future world is a very terrible place.
Isn't it more of just like a dystopia kind of?
Yeah. I mean, like.
No, George Orwell.
Like George Orwell. Grade 9.
Did you read George Orwell? Did you read 1984?
I read it before grade 9. So I read it.
Oddly enough, I started reading 1984 before we started that unit. So, like, by the time we finished it, I was already, like, done.
I mean, the surprising thing is I watched the movie first.
There's a movie?
Yeah, for 1984.
Really? There's a movie?
There's a movie.
There's a movie. Okay. Well, I guess I have a lot of things to catch up on over the Chuseok break.
I mean, if you read the novel, then... Okay, this
I'm
going to
be completely honest. When I say finished, I mean finished to the degree where I could... write an analysis of it. I didn't properly finish the book.
I mean, so this is what like one of the teachers said, a movie based off a novel is never greater than the novel, in my opinion.
I mean, I agree, and that's what every English teacher says, and I'm pretty sure that's what every person who's ever read a book and then watched a movie has ever said.
Yeah.
Or Sound Tech just said, except The Shining, which... I agree, but I haven't read the book, so I can't really agree.
Okay.
All right, going into our events for this week. On the 16th, Monday, we have a college visit from the University of Washington, Seattle campus.
On Wednesday, we're going to have California Institute of Arts visiting.
And then on Thursday, the first grade 11 OE group will go on their trip.
On the 20th, we're going to have the second team, which includes me, going to OE.
And me.
N-R-A-K.
And I believe that we have a PD day on Friday. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is a PD day?
So it's technically a professional development day, I think.
Okay.
It's for teachers.
That mean, like all of the students have
are not going to come to school.
Okay, so that means y'all don't have school on the 20th. Okay.
Thanks. Next up, we have Yansa and Janet from 11th grade that are going to bring an athletics update. Take it away, Yansa and Janet.
Hello, Mighty Dolphins. Welcome back to the latest issues in CI Athletics. The last 2 weeks in CI have been eventful. Let's begin with the tennis team.
Last week, the tennis teams played against YSS and GSIS. Both boys and girls had complete victory over GSIS. Under the three captains, John Yoon, Jason Cho, and Sophie Cho, the two varsity teams of 10 girls and 10 boys each played in three singles and two double teams to win at least 3 out of 5 games. What about cross country?
The cross country runners are in good shape. They have been well prepared for the first match that happened this Wednesday at the Humphreys. The boys runner had an amazing race. One of the captains, Sawyer Shin from grade 11, ranked 10th place in the varsity race. And despite the missing runners due to outdoor education, leaving only 2 girls for the varsity race, the girls also had a great race. One of the captains, Emma Choi from grade 12, ranked 20th place in the varsity race. What about volleyball?
The volleyball team started their season last Wednesday with absolute victory against DCS. Although a friendly, the volleyball teams have shown off their potentials and made CI proud. Last Friday against GSIS was the start of the regular kayak season, and we had another absolute victory from all 4 teams. Last Saturday, all 4 teams enjoyed their last friendly match against SFS. This Wednesday, Chatter once again showed weak spirit as varsity girls won 3-0 and boys won 3-1 against APIS, the JV girls won 2-0, and the JV boys lost 0-2 against SFS. This Friday, all 4 teams fought hard against DSS. Congratulations on your victories. And lastly, what's happening with the fit team and the dance team?
On top of the support from Coach Bruner and Coach Lines, various sports athletes are training hard to prepare themselves before their season. For dance team, according to the captain Jae Kim, a total of 11 members are working hard on preparing dance covers with some creative movements, focusing on hip-hop genre for this year. Hope we could watch their wonderful performance someday.
It seems like all teams have been in the busiest 2 weeks. Thank you, CI. We'll get back to you later.
Thank you, guys. Now let's move on to birthdays. Okay, so this birthday list is actually very long. It's from the start of Chuseok to September 22nd. So here we go.
So from grade 9, we have Brayden, Katie, and Richard.
From grade 10, we have Yoon and Zane.
From grade 11, we have Jessica, Scott, Esther, Daniel, and Claire Kim.
On grade 12, we have James and Andy. Happy birthday! I'm so tired actually right now, like physically at the time of recording. So we're going to end this episode here.
Right here.
Yeah. So if you want to stay tuned, please visit our website, tiny.cc-wakethisweek.
And if you want to be a part of this podcast, just email us, songdo-thisweek@chadwickschool.org. If you want to be a technician, if you want to be an editor, if you want to manage social media, just shoot us an email.
Yeah, and also
we need all of those things.
Mm-hmm. And also subscribe to us on Instagram and Twitter at Wake This Week.
You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
You can get you can subscribe to This Week at Wake on wherever you can get your podcasts on, including Spotify. Thank you very much. See you next week.
Have a nice week.